From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia under pressure to end its Syrian air campaign. Members of the International Syrian Support Group meet in Munich Thursday as Russia is criticized for causing widespread civilian casualties during its air campaign in support of government forces. The meeting in Germany aimed at finding ways to end the fighting and allow access for humanitarian aid. U.S. officials say Russia has proposed a March 1st ceasefire, while Washington insists it be immediate. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday said Washington wants to see a resumption of peace talks suspended last week.
We want to get those talks back up and running. At the same time, you know, when the ISSG met last November, it was agreed that we needed a ceasefire put in place as soon as possible. That was part and parcel of U.N. Security Council Resolution 2254. So we need to pursue that. And given the facts on the ground, the increase in fighting over the past several days and the alarming number of refugees headed towards the border with Turkey and displaced people internally, it's just an added sense of urgency to get that ceasefire in place.
Members of the UN Security Council Wednesday pressed Moscow to halt its airstrikes around the embattled northern city Aleppo, where a rights group says more than 500 have been killed this month. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Syrian and Russian military operations are an effort to drive people out who don't support the Bashar al-Assad government. He said these attacks are intended to bring about a kind of ethnic cleansing in Syria. The African Union force in Somalia has warned al-Shabaab militants are planning to disguise themselves as they use soldiers to carry out attacks. The goal, it says, is to turn Somalis against AMISOM, which has protected the government for the past 9 years. It says al-Shabaab obtained the uniforms from AMISOM camps. This is VOA News.